Donald Trump made his first public appearance since surviving an assassination attempt on Saturday. The former US president arrived at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee last night, where he was confirmed as the party's election candidate for the November election. Here he is being introduced by the event's MC.
Tonight we make the decision on what's right for America. More prosperity, less gas prices, less food prices, help for our veterans, and God bless our military wherever they are in these United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Well, Suzanne Lynch is associate editor with Politico. She's in Milwaukee for the convention. She described Mr. Trump's arrival.
It was quite a moment. The main venue had been packed for hours with all the delegates listening to speeches from various members of Congress and business figures. And then when Trump came in, the mood changed. It got kind of quiet. And then there was this kind of roar then from the crowd as he entered. We could see him on the screens backstage, if you like, entering the room. He then stood up in this kind of suite with his new vice president pick, J.D. Vance, other senior members of the Trump family, and figures like Tucker Carlson and the House Speaker Mike Johnson. So he had a bandage on his ear, which was a very visual reminder of what happened just a few days ago. And he didn't speak, but he looked down at the crowd, listening to the music, and looked kind of emotional at times. So it was a very kind of a more subdued, a kind of a different Donald Trump than we're used to seeing at these events.
How did the crowd react to him?
Well, at one point they started shouting, fight, fight, echoing Trump's own words when he rose from the ground after the attempted assassination on Saturday in Pennsylvania. There was a lot of photographs of people rushing to the front, trying to get a moment in front of Donald Trump. Now, he hadn't been expected to speak, as it were. Usually the nominee speaks on the final night of the convention, and we still expect that to happen here on Thursday night. But the fact that he appeared was a hugely kind of symbolic moment.
And as you say, he will address the crowd later in the week. And there were reports that he has rewritten his speech since the shooting. Any more clues as to what the new speech might entail?
That's right. He did an interview after the incident on Saturday, suggesting that he was pivoting in his speech and that he wanted to preach a message of unity. Now, as we know from his 4 years in the White House, this was not something that Donald Trump has embraced ever in terms of his rhetoric. He has been a very divisive politician in terms of how he is governed and the language in particular that he's used. But so it remains to be seen if this kind of moment of calm, of unity that he seems to want to project, if this is going to stick.
But his vice presidential candidate, J.D. Vance, certainly in the hours after the shooting on Saturday, was not dialing down the rhetoric. He was very clearly on his Twitter feed blaming the Democrats for the atmosphere, for the environment in which the shooting happened. Will you tell us a little bit more about J.D. Vance? Because he wasn't always a true Trump believer.
No, he certainly was not. I mean, Vance is a relatively new, you know, political newcomer, really. He is most famous for his memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, that was published just around the time Donald Trump was elected and was really seen as a diagnosis for why Trump had won the support of particularly working class white voters in vast swathes of rural America. And he's on record criticizing Donald Trump many, many times, calling him reprehensible and comparing him to Hitler at one point. But like many members of the Republican Party, he's had something of a conversion. And when he decided to run for a Senate seat in Ohio, we saw him coming out in support of Donald Trump. And since then, he has been a vocal defender of Trump, particularly on the media. He's a strong media performer, is in the limelight quite a lot. And this appears to have paid off in a sense. Trump has decided to opt for Vance. He is definitely someone who shares the kind of tenets of Trumpism, He's very much a protectionist, an isolationist in a way, in terms of foreign policy. And this is the person that Donald Trump has now chosen to be his running mate in November.
And he was baptized a Catholic in August 2019, I'm reading. So he's relatively new to the Catholic faith. But Trump always trying to court the religious vote, the evangelical vote. They're very supportive of Trump. Will this add another dimension to the support base that Trump is trying to cultivate?
Well, I think the biggest challenge maybe for Trump and Vance with this partnership now is Vance's position on abortion. He is extremely anti-abortion, and already we're seeing Democrats coming out and attacking him on this. This is the one silver lining maybe the Democrats can see here, that this issue is going to be problematic for the Trump-Vance ticket in November, particularly among women, among that group of suburban women that we hear about every election time in the United States, that vote that that Republicans will need to get over the line. Now, we have heard today a lot of mention that Vance supports Trump's belief that abortion should be a state issue, not a federal issue. A lot of Democrats see that really as a euphemism and the way of avoiding a difficult conversation about the changes that came with Roe v. Wade, etc. But it'll be interesting to see, will he change his rhetoric on this? Because this could be a difficulty for the Republican ticket going into the election now in a few months' time.
Suzanne Lynch of Politico talking to us from Milwaukee in the United States.